It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. You know, it's going to be a really big shoe today. What we have in studio is Ed Foster, mayor of Quartzsite. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that we've been following Quartzsite for, you know, like two decades. We also have in studio Barry Hess. Now, Barry Hess did some national television yesterday talking about this. So bringing everybody together to talk about it, and I'm going to get you up to speed. Now, Jennifer Jones is her name, right? Jennifer was just on Alex Jones's show this morning. I mean, she just finished it. Now, we've interviewed Jennifer also and have you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. You go to today's archive, and it'll have all the links to all the shows and all the information, the background. And in this first segment, I'm going to go ahead and get you kind of up to speed on what's going on so you understand just how big this story really is. And it's an example of what we're screaming about all the time. I use Quartzsite as an example of what you can expect from pretty much any government at any level, no matter how small or how big, because it's such a good example. Let me give you some history, and then we'll get right to Ed and Barry, and we'll get you some all the, you know, the law enforcement should be listening to this, okay? We're going to spread it all out on the table. We're going to document it. We're going to put it up on Freedom's Phoenix. I'm going to be expecting some subpoenas and warrants and saying, we want the goodies. And I'm going to go, yes, boss, here it is, okay? Here we go. In the mid-90s, when I was really a young activist and we're trying to find out what's going on, a lot of the things, we're going to get all conspiratorial on you a little bit so you understand where this is all coming from. There was a vote in Phoenix, Arizona, in Arizona, for what they called regional government. This is part of this. You keep hearing now this, sustained development or Agenda 21 or United Nations, blah, 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 and all this. That all comes from somewhere and is a central plan for the planet and everybody. And there's methods by which they do that. They want to go down to the local level, but from a plan that is laid out over America. Regional government was a vote taken in, I think it was the 95-96 election cycle. I remember this because the John Birch Society back then were freaking out about it and going all on about it and asked us with our printing press, that was our first big piece of equipment at our workshop that we had, an old AB Dick 360 printing press, would we print up tens of thousands of these flyers? It was just a 8.5 by 14, folded in half, a little four-page newsletter that just detailed all the connections of these different groups and organizations, fraternal order of that, and the union of, and it's all these different city workers that combine as part of kind of a hiring list that came out of Chicago, of all places. And you'd have different addresses of the distant organizations, but you'd find it was just a big high rise on an intersection that had two streets or four streets that intersected there, and it was all the same building. So we're going, oh, that's interesting to some young conspiratorial libertarian activist. So we're going, all right, we'll go ahead and, you know, get this information out. So we printed them up and they distributed it. At the time, we had a newspaper called Citizens Take an Initiative, where we'd file a lot of initiatives and so on. Well, during that, we would meet a lot of these people, get a lot of these stories, and this is what we found out. There are other activists and people that always come up against city government. There was a gentleman named Bob Cantoni in Apache Junction. Same kind of thing that's going on in Quartzsite right now. He'd go to city council meetings. He'd make signs. He'd protest. He did all kinds of stuff. They do the same thing to him that they're doing to Jennifer now and the people out there. We followed this through, and we find that it's always when they create a city government that it's an advance team. It's like missionaries, you know. Here come the developers or whomever's going to, you know, take over all the goodies. So what they did is they go, all right, we need to have the people in key positions. You know, it's not necessarily, you know, the city councilman or the mayor. Oh, it's a city attorney. It's a town manager. It's a city manager. It's these, all these bureaucracies that, and the municipal judges and so on. I mean, you got to have the little court thing taken care of, who's going to prosecute, you know, who's going to judge it, and who's going to be town manager, kind of bring charges kind of deal. And then chief police, man, that's always a good one to have. So you have these three, four different positions of city government, and the rest of it, what the people say, doesn't matter. They do whatever they want. So we're going, okay, so we understood back then what was happening. Quartzsite, let me tell you about that. So as we know how this is done, we're going, okay, well, what's the agenda? What's the goal? Well, it's control. It's like there are those that want to be left alone, and they moved to Apache Junction, was out in the middle of freaking nothing in the 70s, and all of a sudden now it's part of the Phoenix metropolis. You go to Quartzsite, right now it's out in the middle of the nothing, and sooner or later it's going to be part of, you know, it's either going to be part of Phoenix or L.A., one or the other. So you have, I mean, it's like in the middle, it's like you look at an old movie in Death Valley. That's what it looks like. And out in the middle of it, there's this little town because I-10 goes out there to connect Phoenix with Los Angeles. About in the middle between the two, there's Quartzsite. It's so popular for winter visitors because it's warm here in the winter. They bring their RVs, and you'll have over 100,000 RVs out in the middle of the desert on their own, self-contained. So what happens? Well, services start building up around them. Hey, we need a gas station. Yeah, we need a, you know, big giant, you know, open parking lot. We're going to do a, you know, parking swap. We're going to have all kinds of trade. We're going to have big giant gym and rock show. It is a party. There in the winter, it's a nice place. We take our families in the 80s, you know, all through the 90s. I've probably been out there half a dozen times, and we're with my family. Go out there. It's a big party. But it's senior citizens. You know, there's a lot of young people and stuff, too. But, I mean, you know, it's heavily dominated retired people making a living outside of the system. So you can't have the system, all right? You can't have the, you know, an event without the system. Oh, we got to have a system. There is enormous amounts of money to be made if you could consolidate it and get somebody sending their checks in somewhere. Well, that's what they did. We're going to incorporate it under cities and towns and the League of and do and collectivize, and we're going to have mayors and stuff. So they did. You get a law enforcement, they start writing tickets. Parking tickets, everybody got ticket, all kinds of money, tickets. Oh, you didn't think, you thought they weren't the king's men, revenue generators? Oh, we start getting some money. Then there are programs, you know, things about water rights and highway funds and all kinds of stuff. You get plugged into the system, oh, there's a pipeline of money. Well, people want to get the money. So what we did is we go, all right, we're going to follow this through because we knew it was going to happen. There's a gentleman, a friend of ours, his name's Big John. And he had a newspaper that promoted the vendors out there. So he got some of the news. He could see how it was progressing. He knew what the people's response were to the city government, what they were doing, and how they fought and did and permit, and licensed, regulation, and all. Could see it coming. In his newspaper, he would promote our radio show, which started back in 03. So we've been connected into this. Jennifer, that was arrested, and Ed Foster, the mayor, we have been interviewing for, God, it's been over a year. So we've been, you know, following this. This is what's been going on. From the beginning, there have been mayors arrested, convicted, in jail for hiring hitmen to kill previous mayors. That's how bad this is. Then all the people around that mentality of where is the money and how can I get me some? So this is, we're going to detail this. A lot of this stuff, even Ed and Jennifer didn't know. We're going, let me tell you how bad Quartzsite really is. Now, we've had talks with Nick Dronius that, you know, had from the Goldwater Institute that has a concept. This is how the city should really operate. You know, this is where freedom's going to be found. Our argument is like, I don't even think you can do it down there. But we'll see. Maybe they'll help them defend and show that local government can work. We're going to find out Arizona Attorney General doesn't care so far. We'll see if we can make them care. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees.
Yeah, it's the sound of the police. It's not the sound that I need, though, I can tell you that. You know, this is, I want to make sure that we understand what we're doing here today. We're going to go ahead and just get the whole story out as much as we can in the 2 hours, because it needs to be told, and it needs to be in one place that we can talk, you know, because they'll go, well, you know, a criminal investigation, and they're gonna, and they and might, and you say, and then they'll have the transcript. Well, didn't you say on the show, and dip, 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 dip. Yeah, you're assuming it's even going to get to that point. And anything that we do here will be to make sure that there is an investigation, and that they'll try in any investigation that government does when we're talking this kind of corruption, death, dying, and destruction kind of investigation stuff. When they do this, it will be only to poo-poo it. Or they'll give up some sacrificial lamb and say, you're right. This guy and this guy, bad guys, they should something, you know, bad. And that's it. We know better. We've been covering this stuff for a long time. I know exactly what's going on, and I don't even have to know what's going on. When Ed would first come and sit, and I go, look, Ed, let me tell you what I know is going on. This, and this. And I don't even know anything. How far off am I? Yeah, okay, that's pretty much it. So it's because what government always does, it's the mindset of the people that seek these positions. But sometimes the people are just that moved to courtside in the middle of the nothing to get away from this very thing are the ones that are targeted the most. They're the ones least likely to capitulate to the edicts and respect my authority and don't film me and you can't record and whatever stuff of people getting the information of what's going on. They're going, oh, they're targeted. How many times has Jennifer been arrested, Ed? I mean, it's been like, 12 times or something?
Actually, it started out with an illegal search of her home and business, a warrantless search. And she has since then filed a lawsuit against the town and its officials. Since that lawsuit became official in the last few months here, she's been arrested 4 times. I've even been arrested for suggesting to the chief of police that arresting her was not in the best interest of the taxpayers, and that, what was he, some kind of idiot, that he was giving her and her lawyer a field day in court. So I got arrested for 2 counts of disorderly conduct and 1 count of interfering. Her trying to protect the taxpayers of Courtside.
Okay, now, was this before or after becoming mayor?
Oh, no. I was arrested on the steps going into the council meeting as mayor.
I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up. So my point is that if you're going to have any kind of a government, the only justification for the government is that it protects individual rights. That's its role. That's what it's for. That's what it does. If it doesn't do that, well, then they're bad guys. So what is your recourse? Okay. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of the stories. This is what's going on. We have the individuals that moved there to get away from this could see the encroachment of government on their rights. And whenever they would resist, well, then they would be targeted. This is how it's done. It's almost like a playbook. They get city attorneys, they get a lot of times the county attorney is on their side. They already know the game plan, how this is going to work. Then they have the city manager. Somebody's got to, you know, they have ordinances and they got to enforce it. And they tell the police chief, go out there and write tickets. And anybody that resists, that's not with them, they're against them. So they go out and they just bleed you to death. If you don't show up for your court thing or you refuse to pay and you appeal and you go, it's the deck is stacked against you. And if they can get you on a criminal violation, well, then you got fees and fines and it keeps going on and it can be a criminal record. Now, this happens to people out there to where, you know, if they fight this thing, all of a sudden, then they change ordinances. People, they get mad and they say, I'm going to run for office against them. So then they change the law on who can run against them. Tell us about that one, Ed.
Oh, yeah, well, 2 years ago, they passed a law in Courtside that if you owe fines, fees, or money to the town of Quartzsite, you can't run for office. This very thing has been before District 1 Appellate Court. The real ruling was, if I can put it, I think, is that towns, cities, and counties exist under a contract granted by the state of Arizona and are possessory of no authority or powers not granted specifically in the general laws of the state of Arizona. State of Arizona never gave that authority to Quartzsite, but they took it upon themselves. The Goldwater Institute was contacted by one of the persons who was denied the place on the ballot. They started an investigation, and they actually went to the Attorney General's office with their story. Attorney General says, no way, not interested, can't help at Quartzsite, you know.
Okay. Now, this is something that's, you know, over a dark cloud over Quartzsite on this thing. And I'm wondering how much you know, okay? I mean, Mayor Quartzsite, I mean, it's hard to see the forest for the trees when you're there. Why do you think it is that the state of Arizona is taking such a hands-off on protecting the rights of the individuals in Quartzsite? Why are they so reluctant to get involved in what's obvious fraud and extortion and death, dying, and destruction there? What do you think?
Well, I do know that we have investigators on this current problem, and we were told that corruption in Arizona has, in small town Arizona, there's a lot of corruption cases under investigation. We may give you some time, we may not, you know, it's just like, how far down the list are we? Thanks to your program here, we're a little further up the list.
We're going to get you on tippy top, you know, when it's time, because I'll tell you how this came to our attention. Barry Hess tell me the story. How did you come across this and started this whole thing?
Well, someone sent it to me and said, you should be interested. We're getting frustrated up here in Quartzsite, and we need some help. Can you do anything? And I saw it. I was aghast because I was going, man, somebody's going to make a lot of money off what happened on that video. And I had not anticipated the response. I'm literally from all over the world. People are seeing what happens in small town America. Same thing happened with the Mormon community up in, what was it, Arizona City?
Or Colorado City.
Yeah. And it's same kind of thing. And even in our small town in New Hampshire, 700 people, Bodie Miller, the skier's cousin, he's relatives to people I grew up with, and he's around there. Even his cousin got so harassed by the police. The kid ended up, when he got stopped the last time, pulling a gun on the cop, killing the cop. And it was just enough is enough. He had been arrested. There is a breaking point. And we're going to see that in Quartzsite. I'm convinced it's not going to stop.
Yeah, you know, I don't advocate, you know, the violence, but it's not that you're advocating it. It's just a side effect.
Absolutely.
When you keep doing this to people, sooner or later, you know, something breaks.
I actually went to the governor's office after. We have a situation where the Quartzsite 10, nine officers and the clerk in the police department have sent a letter to the consul, a letter of no confidence in the chief and actually alleging felony crime.
And Quartzsite even has 10 police officers?
Oh, yeah.
How many they got?
We have.
How many people are permanent residents there?
3,600, that's the census.
3,600.
Wow.
Give me a break.
We have.
You know? But when it's winter time. Oh, it swells to how much then?
Oh, and then with 500,000 easy.
Half a million. You see the reasoning? It's like there's a bunch of money to be had. And there's, let me tell you who wants it. Those that can get their hands on some government, that's it. And then the people said, Ed, go clean it up for us. And they go, you know what? We just changed the rules. Mayor can't clean up anything. Oh, that's how it works.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Yeah, here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock in Phoenix, Arizona from the BEAU. Beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. We're talking about, you know, the man coming around, know what I mean? Because he be coming. And this is the one thing I want to talk about. Imagine this. You're elected mayor of your town. You're going to go do what the people want. I mean, they said, you know, I vote you. Go get them, all right? In the last meeting that the city council and the mayor had before they, you know, bring it into the, you know, the new council takes over, they go, you know what we're doing? We're stripping the mayor of any ability to do anything. He can't see any financial records. He can't. And I'm going, wow, I mean, if that doesn't tell you what you need to know right there. Going into council chambers, you know, all of a sudden, he's arrested. Arrested, and who's going to do anything about it? You know, you have officers asking, you know, look, man, I'm being told to be somebody's thug and goon, sends letters to the county attorney. County attorney calls the police chief and says, hey, man, this guy is causing a ruckus. He should be talking to the city attorney that we all know is corrupt and part of the problem to begin with. This is how it works, man. And there's a, I got to tell you this. You look at, you know, the science behind it doesn't matter, but if you have a big glass hologram, you know, that has a 3D image of something, and you take that mirror and you break it, you pick up a small piece from the corner, it'll have the entire image, just a smaller version of it. That's lasers and wide and whatever. But the point is that if you want to know how the big, giant government, we rule you mindset of the planet works, all you got to do is look at a small, itty-bitty version of government in some place like Quartzsite, and you see exactly the same people in exactly the same types of situations, doing exactly the same stereotypical thing, just on a small scale. So you just multiply county attorney, United States Supreme Court, hell, the world court. You know, you want to see, you know, police chief, you know, Jan Napolitano, Homeland Security. I mean, there's no difference. It's just different scale. And they think the same. And the people at the state level, while, you know, the people in the states are screaming at the federal government to take care of the borders or take care of this or protect us from, you know, whatever, well, the cities go to the state and say, aren't you supposed to be doing that job, protect the communities here? Isn't there somebody that we go to that violation of? No, they're there to protect the system of theft. They don't want to expose it because they're part of it. Much larger than you think. Quartzsite, in the middle of the desert, sits on a big, giant, humongous lake. It's all about the water. And you look up in northeastern Arizona, where Senator Karen Johnson lives now, she's going, Ernie, it's all about the water up here. So I'll guarantee you this has a lot more to do with something that's under the ground than they know. Yeah, here we go. Now the argument for creating Quartzsite, one of them was, we need to protect water rights. We need to protect the water and access to the people that live here. We need to, what would they do? They created a mechanism by which they could use to take it. I see it so many, when you get old enough and you're an activist long enough, you pay attention, you see the trends, you know the people involved, you see the same thing over and over and over and over. Now, let's go ahead and get to Ed Foster. I want to make sure that we understand, when you went and you were arrested as mayor, what were you arrested for? Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was arrested for interfering in the arrest of Jennifer Jones. She was being arrested for the fourth time since she had filed a lawsuit for the town. I informed the chief. I said, what are you, crazy? Are you trying to give her and her attorney a field day in court? I thought that was good advice in trying to protect the citizens of Quartzsite from further lawsuits. And he took that personally and arrested me.
Okay. Now, this chief, it sounds like, man, there's something going on here. This guy's got, you know, some, you know, his mind ain't right. Okay. What kind of person is it? Where'd he come from? How the heck did he get this position? And somebody's supporting him being there. I guarantee it. You don't have guys like this and they maintain this position that long without there's some kind of protection racket going on.
There's something going on, but there's something, he and the town manager have an arrangement or whatever, and they run the town. He has told people that he runs Quartzsite, the chief, not the town manager, not the mayor, but the chief of police runs
it Quartzsite. Always comes down to the gun.
Yes.
Okay, so there were people that approached officers that are there. You have a total of the police force there. It's a very small town, but I mean, of course, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a dozen local police doesn't seem that many when you got 500,000 people show up in the winter. But it's been peaceful and been problems for years and decades and whatever, and all of a sudden now the only problem is complaining about the government. Now, what happens is you had several of the people say, you know what, we don't want this guy in charge. Now, how many are for the police chief and the police department? How many are against him?
Well, we have the courtside 10, we're calling them. There were 9 officers and the clerk in the office have signed a letter of no confidence and actually alleging felony crimes on the part of the chief of police.
The attorney general must be all over it then.
No, the attorney general is not interested.
Of course not.
I spent the day at the governor's office. I got there very early in the morning asking, because when you have 2 separate police forces like we do now, we have 10 people against the chief and 4 other officers. That's not good for public safety. I mean, I've had meetings now that are near riot situation that I have to be careful because I have armed officers on either side of the situation, and I walk away from it rather than inciting it any further because I don't want violence. I went to the governor. I said, I have a concern for public safety. They directed me over to the attorney general's office. I walked down the street. I went into the attorney general's office. I sat there, an investigator, not an attorney, an investigator come to talk to me and said, well, really, we can't start an investigation. We take legal side of it, but we don't do investigation. They sent me back to the governor's office. I went there and I sat in a conference room for 4 hours while they assigned me to constituent services. And late in the afternoon, they finally came to me and said, well, the governor can't do anything for you either. They said, you should go to your county attorney. So I went back to the officers and I discussed that. And they told me a story how one of their officers had called the county attorney's office because he thought the chief's orders were violating people's civil rights. And he was concerned. And instead of doing something about it, the county attorney sent an email to the chief suggesting that the officer contact our town attorney. Well, that was just a red flag in front of the chief. And since these 10 officers have come forward about, my arrest started it. One of the officer's boyfriend worked for Public Works, had the highest job performance ratings that the director of Public Works had ever given. He was fired yesterday. He took a picture of a squad car. Now in Courtsight, we have the red bands and the blue bands. The red bands are supporting the Courtsight 10. The blue bands are supposed to be supporting the 4 officers and the chief. One of the four officers had a blue ribbon on his squad car. I mean, that's a no-no. You're not supposed to be doing political things on your squad car. This guy took a picture of it. He got fired. Officer Norris, that was her boyfriend that got fired. Her sister is town clerk. Her sister is under administrative review right now. They're after anyone that's associated with these 10 officers who are asking that civil rights be respected in Courtsight.
Wow. Barry, help me out here.
It's just beyond the pale. But you know why the state government's not going to help you is because if they come down into Courtsight and say, we can't have corruption there, that's going to set a precedent for them to say, well,
exactly,
we have corruption here.
What standard are they going to use to enforce the Constitution? You know, and whatever standard that they enforce and they get all holier than now, well, the mirror is going to look pretty ugly. So I already know where this goes, and I'm telling you. It's not a pretty sight, but we're not going away. And it looks like now we have the universe watching. Yeah, well, it's going to get dirty.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
It what used to be that American way, not the Boss Hog way. Well, I tell you, Boss Hog, he's got his the police chief, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And, of course, yeah, they believe they're in charge because I got a ticket book, and I got a gun, and I got a court system, and I got a judge right here. This is how this works. We've known that this was going to happen. There was no getting around this coming. I mean, if you'd been following Declare Your Independence since early 2003, we always stayed in touch with Courtsight. And when we would do activism and we would talk about different things and the newspapers that we would do and the campaigns that we'd have, Courtside got a mention. He got honorable mention because we could see this coming. We had been through it with Florence, Arizona. We had been through it with Apache Junction. And in the mid-90s, man, we got a dose in how city government really works and what the state does with it. There is a much larger plan going on here. And generally, certainly in the Southwest, it has to do with water. They don't tell you that. And don't think I don't know. Hello? I know. Now, the thing is that it always comes down to what's the proper role of government. Protection of the individual rights. And when the individuals start to come up and say, hey, yo, what's up? You know, I remember you took the, you raised your hand, you took this oath, and the whole function of government, the purpose, is to defend my individual rights, and you're the ones taking it away. You are the one. On tape, by the way. Hello? So who goes after that? You count on the government to go in to protect you? No. It's going to be the people. And I just know if we just kept documenting, we kept archiving, if we kept the interviews, if we kept accumulating this information, and you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com right now, and you look at the top, or you go to the Declare Your Independence radio show, you will see this show in there. And we've had in today's archive all the other interviews, all the other discussions with different people on this issue over the years. Why? Because it's great reference material. Now, I want to ask Mayor Ed Foster, how is it that you became mayor in the first place? What got you involved? You're going, I mean, you could not have possibly known it was this bad. But, you know, somebody did, and they wanted you to do it.
When I first came to Quartzsite, it was in July, and there isn't a whole lot going on in Quartzsite in July.
In what year?
2008.
So this is recent. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was a winter time visitor before that, Ernie. I was not involved, though. I just came there and enjoyed the winter and left in the summer. But anyhow, I came there in July to figure if I'm going to be a resident of Quartzsite, I ought to start in July. I'll see what it's really like. So I came there, and somebody got me involved. They said, well, we're having a council meeting Tuesday night. Are you doing anything? And I said, no, I'm going to go to a council meeting. And I got there and I looked and I said, well, they can't do that. They shouldn't do this way. It can't happen. And there has this little group in Quartzsite called the Citizens Coalition. And so I started going to their meetings and I started being an activist and getting up at the meeting and speaking and getting told to shut up and sit down. And I was right there like Miss Jones was at the podium many times. In fact, the law that said that they could arrest her was put in place because of me getting up at the podium and speaking, and then they put it in so that they could arrest me, and they didn't get me for that, though. Anyhow, I got doing that. In one of the meetings I was in, I was complaining and doing what I was doing best, poking and prodding, and one of the members of the coalition says, well, why don't you run for office? And oh my God, I got sucked in, and now I'm the mayor.
So you get elected mayor.
Yep.
And you thought that that was going to give you the power to, you know, look at some books.
Oh, yeah.
Access to some files.
Access to the back room.
Yeah, go to the other state agencies and show them what you got. You thought, hey, man, the people elected me to do this very thing. Well, what happened?
Well, they stripped the powers of the mayor away. And actually, I was thrown out of the town manager's office by Councilman Winslow, of now famous Councilman Winslow, who yelled and screamed and told the chief to arrest Jones.
So physically, he's like grabbing you and pushing you out of the town.
Oh, no, I started to step into the office door, and Mr. Winslow got up and said, get the H out of here. You're not wanted here. And he charged at me. I backed off. I wasn't going to cause a physical
You got to tell me about this guy. I mean, he's typical. I mean, you start looking at his lineage and where he came from, the people supporting the type of personality this is. You know, I mean, you know, he's the face of government.
Yes, he is.
Okay, now I'm just, you know, where does he come from? Who is he?
He's retired Army. He should know better. When you raise your hand to defend the country and actually promise to put your life on the line for the country.
Constitution.
That's true. When you do that, it has a chilling effect. As a young man, when I did it, it really changed my life. I realized that the seriousness of that oath. But Mr. Winslow, I don't understand how anybody who ever took that oath, and he's taken another oath now to be a councilman, how can he sit there and blatantly, in front of criticism, deny someone's civil rights.
There has to be, there's something else going on. And also, one of the other councilmen, because it's always, it's like, what, 5-1? I mean, you know.
Well, one councilman just resigned so he could run for me in a, against me in a recall election.
Okay, so they've done a recall.
But other than that, it was 6-1.
Okay, so it was 6-1. And they're like, man, we got to get rid of this guy. He's being a pain in the butt. You know, if we don't get rid of him, sooner or later, somebody's going to put up a YouTube and the plant's going to know. Too late.
Too late now.
So now we got a situation to where you haven't really done anything other than want to know what was being done to the people. You're just wanting to get the information.
Well, I started out looking for where the money went. It's always about money. Yep. It's never about anything else. I started out looking for the money. They denied me any access to public records. I asked for reports. They passed an ordinance that says they can't get a report unless the council agrees. I might have had that authority, but anytime I tried to use it.
Can't you go to the city attorney? Then the city attorney work for the council?
No. Actually, yesterday, they hired a new town prosecutor attorney. And they changed the law, so now that the attorney works for the town manager, I cannot go to the town attorney anymore without permission of the town manager.
Okay, pay attention. This is how government works. This is not an aberration. This is what happens. Whenever you get, you know, the good guys, and we're going to, you know, do Campaign for Liberty, we're going to do Tea Party, we're going to do it, we're going to fix it from the inside. Government cannot be fixed. Even from the inside. So my thing is, you know, what is the solution? Well, it's a cultural thing. It's a change of mindset. And that's what I'm hoping that we are able to accomplish, not just with this show, but everything that we do, is that it is a mindset that you have. For too long, they've given government in general, and certainly even the quartzite government, legitimacy to walk all over the people. What's the solution? You know, Ed's been trying to do this. So what do you think the solution is?
I'll tell you what, there's a situation with this attorney. We had an attorney who was dismissing all these bogus charges the chief was bringing against people. He wouldn't prosecute them. He understood what they were. He was an ethical person. They fired him. And they have hired another attorney who has ethical challenges. He's under, I guess he's been reprimanded. The Bar Association did not remove his bar license. They did reprimand him for ethical violations. The man, that's the kind of guy they wanted, somebody
of
ethically
course.
Challenged.
Of course.
And now he's the one that's going to be prosecuted.
Top of the list. You know, this is another thing that we found out in dealing with different local governments. What happened was, is that you would find that the guy that they would hire as a city attorney was city attorney for Florence, another small town, or they came as city clerk from Colorado where they were, you know, scumbag de la, whatever. It's a job requirement. You know, they're even suggested by various different organizations and groups or special interests that need to go, you need to get this guy. He knows how to play ball. That's exactly what happens. So there's somebody doing this kind of recruiting. You know, there was, you know, somebody that met the minimum
the
job
chief.
Requirement.
Is a personal friend of this attorney.
Oh, of course he is. Of course he is. You see where this is going? You know, we got a whole another hour. We just kind of laid the groundwork, but now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty detail. Got the form. Oh, where's the felony? Where's the investigation? Who's going to do it? You know, I'll bet you, you know, there's nobody going to be punished for this stuff because they're not even going to be investigated. You know, I already know where this goes. It's you, the listeners, the people, the readers of Freedom's Phoenix, and all the people interested in this. I'm telling you, we're going to make sure that this is documented, archived. You want to really know what's going on? It's not just Quartzsite, it's everywhere. But Quartzsite's a really good place to do it because it's really small, and we're right here. We're going to have some fun. You stay right there. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already moved. Tour.